Marcus, a fantastic fight back this afternoon and a well-deserved point for Chester.
It was the least we deserved, to be honest, the point. We were well worthy of the 3 points this afternoon. But like you said, fantastic. I'd pair that with terms of their character. What a fantastic character they showed, the mentality to come 2-0 down against a run of play and to come from behind and not lose the game. Credit to the players, and like I said, we're disappointed in there because it was an opportunity to get 3 points, and the performance warranted 3 points today.
The goals coming either side of half time, that second goal could have been an excuse for a side's heads to drop, but they didn't, did they? And they fought back magnificent.
Listen, managers will say, you know, every goal's a bad goal, so the football's based on mistakes basically, but there's timings of goals where psychologically and mentally it can have an effect on a group, i.e. start of a game, just before half-time or at an end of a game. We seem to be experiencing all those emotions and challenges in terms of timings of goals. But like you said, fantastic character to come back from 2-0 down and not lose the game, but put in a performance which fully deserved 3 points.
And of course you had to change it up a bit today with you going with a three at the back, and it clearly had an effect, didn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we're down to the bare bones. You know, we've got two centre-halves in the building, John McComb and Ryan Astle, and we've got a young player who we've got high hopes for, James Jones, but a pair of them are injured and we've got one centre-half. So, but that's the benefit of going to a full-time programme. You're able to work on the system with the players you've got. So we've been able to have a good week's work. So together with injuries and together with illnesses we've got through the building at the moment, with under doctor's orders for some players to stay away because it's viral and it can be passed on, we are literally down to the bare bones.
And going back to yesterday, of course, a new signing in Nathan Vaughan, a word on him?
Yeah, like I said, we had the possibility of going into Wednesday's game with no goalkeeper. Because Connor's on international duty, so we had to move and we had to move quickly and smartly. With Nathan Vaughan, it's someone I've worked with before. It's another man in the dressing room in terms of a leader and a character. He knows what I demand, he knows the environment I want to create. He's been in this situation with me before, so I'm delighted to have him in the environment and with us.
And looking forward to the next game on Wednesday, just a small matter of Wrexham.
Yes, and you know, and if there was ever a game where we're going to need the supporters, because we're thin on the ground in terms of players available to us, so we're going to need every single Chester supporter to come out in their numbers on Wednesday. I know it's on the telly, but I urge everybody to showcase what this football club's about. It's a special club. It's a fan-owned club, and it's an opportunity for us to showcase what this football club's about, not only on the pitch, but also off the pitch with the attendance, with our following and the atmosphere our fans will create.